have a service guest joining us here in the studio. I am Ruth DeLacy. And first, I'm going to ask you who you are and where you're from.
I'm Jody Fredrickson, and I am from the Rockford Congregation here in Minnesota.
Okay. And where do you live?
I recently just moved to Monticello, so now I only have a 5-minute drive to services.
Okay. That's great. So this is day 2 of services. How has your summer service experience been?
It's been really fun to see the people that I don't normally see on my day-to-day basis or the people coming from out of town. And I had some of my siblings have come to town, so that has been really fun to see my nieces and nephews, and it's been enjoyable.
Yeah, it really brings people together, doesn't it? Yeah, you can just feel the joy, feel the lightheartedness of just seeing people you don't, and making those connections again. And
Yeah.
So this isn't your first time to summer services, is it?
No.
So what would you say, or maybe share a memory of your of summer services in the past?
When I think of like a memory from summer services in the past, it's more of like services from when I was a child. We would like have like a preparation for summer services where we're finding our clothes that we need to wear or finding where we're going to stay, and like all that preparation and that anticipation of summer services and like getting excited for summer services and who are we going to see, who are we going to meet up with. So that's like a memory that I still continue now of like leading up to summer services is like looking forward to who am I going to see, what are some things that I'm looking forward to, and those kind of things. Mm-hmm.
So as a child, did your family regularly go to summer services or just when they were close by?
We would often try to make it to summer services. So like I remember going to like Washington for summer services or when it's been out of state. And then it's like figuring out lodging and are we going to camp? Are we going to stay at a cousin's house? And so then we would often try to make it to summer services, even when it's out of state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so you've had a lot of varied experiences of, you know, camping, staying with relatives and such.
Yeah.
So that as a child, now as an adult, how did you feel that anticipation of services?
For this year, it was even different from years in the past because I live so close. Mm-hmm. And so then it's not like, okay, where do I stay? How do I get there? And like those kind of anticipations, but it's even just the anticipations of like, okay, what are some things that what shifts am I going to sign up for? Who am I going to be working with? Who are some of the people I'm going to see? And so that's even like the preparation of like getting in the mindset of summer services. It's always fun.
Right. And have you had shifts already, work shifts?
Yeah, I worked in the info booth yesterday in the evening, and that was super enjoyable because you get to see all the people coming in and the people that you normally wouldn't necessarily run into when you're sitting in the service tent, but when they're walking up to services, it's super fun to go see them.
That is fun, though, isn't it? Just sitting there and just... I sat outside last night with my daughter and son-in-law and their kids and just watching people go by, and it's like, oh, they're here. Oh, they're here. Oh, that's nice. They could make it.
Yeah.
So what messages in sermons have especially spoken to you so far?
I would say especially this morning, I was listening to Ross Hillica, and he mentioned something about how the strength that we get for believing is often what we get from like what we get from other believers and our interactions that we have with them. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about like, that's why I do come to services, or that's why I go to church, or that's why I make a point to make time for my friends, because those are the things that give me strength to continue to believe. Mm-hmm. And so even like conversations that I have with people, like there was someone that I met up with yesterday that lives out of country. And so then we were just connecting and we have similar interests in career fields. And so even those connections help me feel not so alone in my career field, or like those kind of things are just, that's what gives me strength to continue to believe.
Right. Can I share a little story with you?
Yeah.
So I was in here as a radio host, and then I had a few minutes, and then coming back. So I was a little bit kind of watching the time. And I walked outside the bookstore tent, and an elderly lady had approached me, and she asked, you know, greeted me, and you know, how are you? And then her aging husband, they're finding needing more care and just this transition, and just visiting with her. Well, we also, or my family had a similar situation with my mom living with us for 4 years. And so we just, as we visited, and then we just kind of smiled and like, you know, this conversation wasn't happenstance. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just like we were drawn together in that moment and both being by ourselves and to have this conversation. But that's exactly what you were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what gives you strength. And you're not in things alone.
Right. Yeah. Exactly that. Yeah. Why do you think these big services are important?
Well, I already kind of mentioned this. But I think it is important to continue to make it to big services, because that's when I'm able to catch up with my friends from out of state or out of country. But mm-hmm. even connecting with my friends from around here, mm-hmm. and then maybe their connections, and then that's how I build more connections with people.
Right.
And it just gives you extra, like, strength or extra... Those connections are... I think connections are super important to me, but those kind of things are the things that help me continue to show up. And, like, when people know you, but mm-hmm. people don't know you unless you show up to places. And so it feels so good to come to big services and people greet you, and it's like, there's a reason why I'm here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or have you ever just kind of sat in the big tent and or during singing or something, you hear this big sound and you just feel like, I am just a small part of something so huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a comforting feeling to mm-hmm. be part of God's kingdom and just so secure.
Yeah.
What does faith mean in your life, Jody?
I would say faith means to me, like, what I want to live my life by. And, like, the things that I, like, my actions, I want to, like, confess my faith. And I don't want it to be like, well, who is she? I don't know who she is. But, like, more of, like, my faith is what I want to live my life by. And that's what gives me security. And that's where I have all my connections, like, before. Like, that's... Those are the things that are going to help me make it to heaven one day. And so it just feels good to have mm-hmm. faith as my main goal, and all these other things are blessings that come from faith.
Right, right. And even if our words are slow, but living your life the way you believe is a big sermon. People notice that.
Yeah.
You know, even if you think to yourself that, you know, I you don't swear. But people notice that, and even mm-hmm. though it's not significant to you, but it's significant to them that you live your life and speak in a way that's clean.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And not, you know, participating in things that are, you know, off color or whatever. You know, it's just not a big deal to us, but other people notice.
Yeah,
yeah, that's so true. How has God helped you in your life? You know, how do you feel that He's been a guidance to you?
I think the biggest part that God plays in my life is sending people when I need them. Like, whether it's like, I just felt like I needed to go on a trip and go see someone that lives in a different place. Like, I think God made those things able for me to have, like, able to go visit a friend that, then that connection with them is like, okay, I'm good because I was able to connect with them and be strengthened by our conversations and those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah. And then working in the school, you do have summers and longer breaks. You have been able to travel and visit out-of-state family and friends. And
definitely.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest pieces of working out of school is, like, spring break, there's always going to be a plan. Or end of the school year, there's always going to be a plan of going somewhere or doing something.
Right. So where have you been so far this summer?
Well, there's only been one place so far. I went to Montana for a week.
Okay.
I went and saw my siblings that live in Montana and hung out with the nieces and nephews. So.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Do you have any other plans for the summer?
No, with my move, I plan on sticking around for now, but I'm sure there's going to be something come up that I'll just, maybe that's where God will guide me for another trip of like connecting with another person or, we'll see.
Yeah, you just never know. Leave the options open. Have you noticed the service motto for this weekend? That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. And that's found in 1 John 1:3. What are some thoughts that come to your mind about this passage?
Like when I think about that passage, I was actually thinking about that passage this morning, listening in church. And Ross also mentioned that how it relates to like how we confess our faith. And I was like, oh, true. Like how we confess our faith, like believer to believer, but also how we confess our faith to the community around us. And like with big services like this, we're kind of, even like a bigger, people are curious about like what's going on. And so I feel like the service motto is like, we can show the world around us how we believe and encourage those conversations about like what's going on at services. Why do we come to services? Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's kind of what the service motto is kind of, that kind of spurred that thought of like how we confess our faith and why do we want to confess our faith?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know we kind of touched on this earlier, but if we can circle back. So you work in a school district where there isn't very many believers.
Correct.
But there are people similar, believing similarly. How has it been for you to confess your faith?
I think sometimes people think that I'm from one of the other churches in the area. But then sometimes I'm like, well, we do some things differently because like maybe they play sports. I don't play sports, but also just like, you know what? I'm going to be who I am and like show the school that like this is just who I am. And like some people have noticed those differences between me and the other churches in the area just because like people are like, oh, you're part of the Finn church that doesn't play sports. And I'm like, yep, that's who I am.
Yep, yep.
So people have noticed those differences sometimes. And it's not because I'm like, so I am a Lestadian Lutheran and you guys are from this church. It's more of just like, it comes up in conversation. They're like, you're not part of that Finn church, are you? And I'm like, nope.
Yeah. It makes it easy in some ways because there's that really conservativeness, but yet, yeah, to see that, you know, I'm not really part of them. But now our time together is coming to a close. So you have siblings that live out of state and, you know, people from other areas. Would you like to send greetings to anybody?
Sure. I really enjoy when my siblings are able to make it to town, but I really like to also think of like, they're probably listening to this broadcast right now. Because I have quite a few nieces and nephews and a lot of them are out of state right now. So I would say like Brent and Tanya and their kids in Montana and Troy and Brita and their kids in Montana. And then, Bradley and Ella and their kids in Arizona, and Nicole and Chase and their kid in Arizona. Like, all those, the family members that aren't able to make it, I would say send greetings to them.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for visiting today, Jody Fredrickson.
Yeah.
My niece. So concluding this interview, this is Ruth DeLacy. Thanks again.